Thank you very much, Mark. I'll just carry on for a minute on just talking about Aidan, because 6 or 7 years ago, Aidan Halligan came to see me when I was chief executive at Crisis, the national charity for homeless people. And we had a very wide-ranging conversation, which I have to say, we talked a lot about having babies, which most of you probably know he was an expert on, even though he'd never actually had any himself. I can remember it very, very strongly, looking out of my window and talking to him about the particularly not very good experiences I'd had of pregnancy and childbirth. And I knew immediately he was somebody who was going to be able to talk to anybody almost about anything. And we did talk about the missed opportunities for supporting homeless people, often found in the failure to take advantage of critical transitions in people's lives and the consequences of the failures to intervene. I mean, perhaps the most critical one that's missed is the first point at which someone becomes homeless. And obviously that's a point where if one can intervene, you avoid huge amount of problems for people further down the line. But there are others, and going in and coming out of hospital is one of these. And we talked a lot about how to make that a positive experience. 18 months or so later, I saw an idea in action going on a ward round with Dr. Nigel Hewitt at UCLH, and I'm extremely proud to be able to take forward the story as chair of Pathway from now. As well as having been lucky enough to be the chief executive of Crisis for 8 years, I'm also now a non-executive director at a mental health trust. And unfortunately, I won't be able to be here tomorrow as I have to be interviewed by CQC as part of an inspection. I would much rather be here, as I'm sure any of you who've been involved with CQC inspections know. In fact, I have to say, one of the experiences for me as being part of that mental health trust has given me a real insight into the circumstances of regulation in particular that many of you operate under and the difficulty within that framework of actually keeping your eyes on the things that really matter. I'm also on the Board of Housing Association with a big care and support portfolio, and the interconnection of housing and health I think is very obvious to all of us. And what I'm sure most people in this audience know, and certainly my experience tells me, is that to treat homelessness simply as a housing issue is not enough, and to treat homelessness as a health issue alone is also not enough. While at Crisis, we worked on a model of change designed to move people out of homelessness for good. And I have to say, there seemed to be an awful lot of work which went into coming up with something which was actually blindingly obvious. Was that what people need is financial security, housing stability, good health, and social networks, i.e. friends and family. Well, don't we all? And probably most of us manage most of these most of the time. But if you're homeless, you're likely to have none of these. And it's both hard to tackle any of those in isolation, let alone trying to tackle them all at once. And our supporting structures tend to be compartmentalised. As Mark was indicating, figures out last week show that the numbers of rough sleepers increased by 30% last year. The numbers of people with mental health problems has risen dramatically. And at the same time, many specialist homeless teams have been cut, and local authority services have actually been cut by 45%. In the period since between 2010 and 2015. I think we'd also say, most of us, that our experience shows that welfare and housing reforms are largely unhelpful. We could feel very, very depressed about these things, Clearly, this is a health conference, and so I would expect its participants to be largely from the health arena and to represent significant clinical excellence. And looking at the list, that's certainly the case. But I'm also pleased that we've got representatives gathered here, scattered through the audience, from housing, from local authorities, from public health, from social work. And the pathway teams themselves are by conviction and design interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary teams. The conference programme tries to put health needs of vulnerable and excluded people into the context of wider social inequalities. And both of our keynote speakers, Professor Richard Wilkinson and Sir Michael Marmot tomorrow, are in this territory. And we have the support of our experts by experience. And in welcoming all of you, I'd particularly like to welcome them. They provide some mitigation, I think, against status and hierarchy. They are our eyes and our ears, as well as our conscience. Thank you, all of you, for coming, and that I hope you'll go away invigorated and knowing that there are lots of people who are trying to find solutions for what is actually really a very solvable problem. Thank you.